Good morning. This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lin. Like grocery store clerks and delivery drivers, home health care workers are considered essential during Pennsylvania's coronavirus lockdown. In this job, social distancing is impossible, and the people they work with are very vulnerable. Keystone Crossroads' Laura Benshoff reports on the growing industry in Pennsylvania that's walking a tightrope between taking care of others and not spreading the pandemic.
There aren't many jobs more hands-on than home health care. Nurse Dawn Pye is helping to change 24-year-old Jack Friedman's shirt.
All right, so remind me again, is it hands first or head first?
Head.
Head first. You're a little different. We got to get this over your head, right?
Pye is with Friedman at his home in Chester County. He has a neuromuscular disease and a tube in his throat that makes him a little hard to understand. Under normal circumstances, even a cold could be dangerous for Friedman. His dad, Al, made this recording of his nightly routine, allowing me to keep my distance.
What do you think of Don's mask, Jack?
And I had.
Oh, first you wanted me not to wear it.
Pye now wears a mask and sanitizes anything she brings with her before getting near Friedman.
Why do you like it?
I know.
You don't like it, no. I see.
Safety and sanitation are a big deal for domestic care workers trying to keep from spreading the coronavirus. Home care like this is a big business. It's one of the fastest growing professions in Pennsylvania, where a large proportion of people are elderly. It encompasses everything from visits from skilled nurses to workers who help with the dishes. In normal times, these high touch and often low paid workers provide a critical link to the outside world. But now, they worry about their own health and whether they pose a risk to their clients.
I love working and helping people who, you know, cannot do for themselves.
Lolita Owens is a home care worker in Philadelphia. Between her two elderly patients, she can work anywhere from 40 to 60 hours a week. She says she has to do things that other people are avoiding right now, like taking public transportation.
It's scary, but that's the only way I'm going to get there, so I don't have a choice but to do it.
Like pretty much everyone else working in medicine at the moment, she's also worried about the shortage of protective equipment, like gloves and masks. Terry Henning is CEO of the Pennsylvania Home Care Association and says they're scrambling to get supplies, often the same ones that doctors and hospitals need.
We're working with the Hospital Association of Pennsylvania. We have shared the regional health coalitions with our members, but it's a real challenge and obviously a challenge for all.
As nursing homes and assisted living facilities have closed to visitors, there's also been some confusion about whether home care aides can enter the facilities during lockdown. Henning's association has asked the Pennsylvania Department of Health to make it clear to nursing homes that these workers should be let in.
It's a significant issue. You know, sometimes they really are life-critical services that are being provided, and we're just trying to do the best we can.
Fear and a sudden downturn in the economy have also cost some their jobs. Nicole Kligerman, director of the Pennsylvania Domestic Workers Alliance, says especially hard hit are the large number of home care aides who work more informally, often directly for an individual or family.
Almost everyone has lost all of their work. It's a lot of people.
Concern about bringing outsiders into the home is real for many right now. For Al Friedman, whose son Jack has needed round-the-clock care his entire life, this is an unprecedented moment.
Well, we've been scared for 24 years because of how fragile he is, and feel like we've been dodging bullets for a long time. This virus feels like we're dodging bullets from a machine gun.
That's because when battling a pandemic, the front line isn't at the hospital. It's wherever people are together. Laura Benshoff, Keystone Crossroads,